Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, March 7th. The Jaguars made some money moves on Monday. They officially placed the franchise tag on tight end Evan Ingram, going to cost the team about $11 million in cap space if they're not able to work out a long-term deal prior to the deadline in July. And Calvin Ridley, not something the Jaguars really did yesterday, but they got word that Calvin Ridley has officially been reinstated. They got word that a move they made months and months ago is finally going to come to fruition for them, and it's a big deal. The Jaguars offense looks like it's loaded with talent, right? When you look at Calvin Ridley being added to the team, Evan Ingram being retained, Trevor Lawrence going into year three, year two in Doug Peterson's system at quarterback, Travis Etienne going into year two, of course, missed all of 2021 with the Lisfranc injury. A lot of other talent, Christian Kirk, a lot of talent on the offensive line. It's a lot of talent on the defensive side of the ball too, but there's still some holes on the Jaguars roster, short-term and long-term. And that's what we're going to talk about here on this edition of Duval Daily. We've got free agency coming up really in less than a week, right? The legal tampering period starts next Monday, March 13th at noon, okay? So that's when you're going to start getting deals done. Free agency officially starts 2 days after that, but we're going to know about a lot of things going on in free agency prior to the official start. It's just kind of the way the league handles it now. So free agency is right around the corner here, less than a week away in earnest. The draft, late April. So the Jags are going to need to make some moves to bolster their roster, both for 2023, trying to go take another step forward, get beyond the divisional round of the playoffs, maybe host some more home playoff games. And so in order to get there, you're going to have internal development from young players that are already on your roster. You're going to have to add to what's already on your roster as well. So what are the top needs of this team moving forward? That's what we're going to take a look at. From a salary cap perspective, we all know they're a little bit over the cap with the addition of Calvin Ridley to the cap table and Evan Ingram's franchise tag. It looks like it's a foregone conclusion, and we've heard reports already that cornerback Shaquille Griffin probably on his way out, which is going to free up about $13 million in cap space. So the Jaguars, I don't know that they'll be done making money-saving moves at that point after they go ahead and do the Shaquille Griffin release. I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, potentially do a couple more money-saving moves. But regardless of how they get there, the Jaguars are going to need to address some areas of their roster. What is the top immediate need right now? Like, if they stepped out on the field tomorrow, what are you worried about? They still need a nickel cornerback, right? And they need cornerback depth. That is the top immediate need for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trey Herndon, who manned the nickel towards the back half of the year, he is an unrestricted free agent. Darius Williams, who handled that earlier on in the year, he's now your outside corner opposite Tyson Campbell, you know, where he really belonged the entire time he was here. That's what he played in L.A., That's what his bread and butter is. Even though he's a smaller outside corner, that's where he belongs. He has earned the right to be the Jaguars' starting outside corner opposite Tyson Campbell in 2023. So that means from a depth or from a need perspective, nickel cornerback is a huge need. The modern NFL, the Jaguars system, you have a nickel on the field most of the time, the vast majority of the time. And on the money downs, you know, third and medium, third and long, those are the downs where you've got to get your defense off the field. You're going to have a nickel cornerback out there for the most part. And the Jaguars, just quite frankly, they just don't have one right now, right? Unless you include Darius Williams in the nickel, which again, I would caution away from. I think you've got a really good tandem of outside starting corners now. You just got to lock down that nickel spot. And how do the Jaguars go about that? Do they bring back Trey Herndon to compete for a job? Do they bring back Trey Herndon and add a player in free agency? We know that the nickel cornerback spot is still, while it's incredibly important, it's not one of the spots that gets overpaid. It's not highly valued in terms of contracts, in terms of the contracts these players are earning for the most part. And so could you go potentially get a free agent to kind of handle that? I think you could. Could you go attack the draft and try to find a nickel cornerback? Brian Branch, potentially, maybe one of the guys from Illinois. When you talk about Jartavius Martin, Sidney Brown, Chase Brown's brother. I think there's a lot of options for the Jaguars to upgrade their nickel, and that's what they need to do right now. And they also need cornerback depth, because while you added Gregory Jr. and you also added Buster Brown in the 2022 draft class, neither of those players looks like they're guaranteed to be someone who is providing great depth for you. Could they develop in year two? Yes. Do you expect them to have some development in year two? Yes. Are they the answer for the cornerback depth? I'm still not sure. So I think going and getting that nickel is the top need for the Jaguars, the top thing they can do right now to really upgrade the current roster just from a talent standpoint. There's no talent at nickel right now, and it's a vital position in the modern NFL. So the Jags are going to need to go address that. For me, the next biggest need is pass rush. And I don't really care where it comes from, whether you're trying to add an edge guy, trying to add more interior pass rush, both. You need more juice, right? Arden Key, he's an unrestricted free agent. DeJuan Smoot, he's an unrestricted free agent and dealing with an Achilles injury. What do you have right now? You have Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker, who you feel pretty good about, right? Especially on base downs, you feel great about the combo of Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker. When it comes to creating pass rush, Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker, I think, can do more than they did for you in 2022, and they need to do more than they did for you in 2022. But behind them right now, the only guys with any real experience, Kalavon Chaisson, does that inspire you as a third edge rusher? Does Jordan Smith inspire you as a third edge rusher who's coming off a knee injury? He missed all of 2022. Deshaun Dixon? No, I mean, you're looking at a position where the Jets, and not just a position, but a role, a pass rushing role, whether that's from the interior or the edge, this is something that the Jaguars need to address. The Jaguars need more pass rushers. Yes, you like what Roy Robertson Harris did down the stretch. Yes, you liked how Trayvon Walker looked with his hand in the dirt more down the stretch. Josh Allen played out of his mind down the stretch. But guess who else was playing really well? Arden Key. Are you going to bring him back? I'd love to see the Jags bring Arden Key back. Are they going to be able to afford it? I don't know. Whatever they do, though, they should not be done adding to this pass rush. When you get to the playoffs, you got to be able to stop the run. You got to be able to get after the opposing quarterback, and it's much easier said than done when you're talking about having to play Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. Like, even the Eagles, who have one of the best pass rushes of recent memory, couldn't get that man to the ground. So I still think you need more juice, because you're not playing Patrick Mahomes every week. Week in and week out, you need to have a consistent pass rush. That's going to help you get to the point where you can have an opportunity to play Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow in the playoffs.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So far we're talking about cornerback and pass rush. That's two defensive two spots on the defensive side of the ball. Now we're going to switch sides of the ball. I think their next biggest need, and it's really not a need for 2023, because if you go into 2023 season with Ben Bartsch and Tyler Shatley as your two left guards, you feel pretty good about that. That's fine. You know, that's a pairing that got you through the 2022 season, even with Ben Bartsch getting hurt, and you survived and you made it all the way to the divisional round. But do you want Tyler Shatley starting for that long? No, you don't. You want him as a guy who can fill in for you, get you out of a game, play a few games for you at center or either of the guard spots. Ben Bartsch, I do think he was showing a lot of signs of progress, you know, especially as a run blocker. Thought that the Jaguars' run blocking really took a hit when Ben Bartsch suffered that injury and missed the rest of the season. Could you upgrade this position for 2023? Yes, I think you could. Not in free agency. You're not going to spend big bucks to upgrade over Ben Bartsch, but in the draft, potentially, I think you could. And not only is it a position where it's not necessarily a need, but it's one that you look through the depth chart and you're like, yeah, left guard's a spot we could upgrade for 2023. Not only that, but both Ben Bartsch and Tyler Shatley are on expiring contracts in 2023. So even if you don't view it as a short-term need, it is a long-term need. You're going to need to address it. And I think the Jaguars are going to have some opportunities to do that on the first couple days of the draft and really bring in someone who can fortify that left guard spot, both as a run blocker and a pass protector. I think Osiris Torrance would do that for you. I think Steve Avila out of TCU would do that for you. I think you have a few other options in the draft to go get an immediate upgrade at the position and fortify it long term. Again, Tyler Shatley, Ben Bartsch, both on expiring contracts in 2023. And when you look at the receiver core, you don't look at it and say, well, they've got huge needs at receiver, because you have Calvin Ridley, who's a wide receiver one, you know, when he's at his best. And from what we've heard in the workouts, and you saw Pete Prisco tweeting about it yesterday, he's heard that Ridley hit, you know, top speed of over 22 miles per hour in recent workouts. If that's the case, you're feeling great about Ridley. We've seen the workout videos. They all look good. We've seen Calvin Ridley interacting with Duval on social media, and it looks like things are really moving in the right direction there. But you look at Calvin, love the wide receiver one. Christian Kirk, your slot dominator. Zay Jones, kind of a move guy who you can do a lot of different things with. Do you have a possession receiver where it's third down and we just need a big-bodied guy we feel that's going to come down with it? A big, reliable receiver. Marvin Jones kind of served in that role in 2022. Do you have that role in 2023? Do you need that role? I'm not actually positive that they need that role, because when you have options in the receiving game like Calvin Ridley, Christian Kirk, and Evan Ingram, do you really need that Marvin Jones type player who you just feel good about if they're, you know, kind of blanketed in coverage, third down, you still feel like you can throw the ball up to them and they have a good chance of bringing it down? I think Calvin Ridley can be that guy, certainly, for you. I think Christian Kirk has been reliable. Evan Ingram's been reliable. Do they need that possession receiver? I'm not positive. If it was me trying to build this offense, I would want to have a bigger bodied guy, you know, 6'2", 6'3", 205, 210, 15 pounds, who has a big catch radius and reliable hands. I don't think that they necessarily have that right now. So I think they could certainly go do that. And then tight end depth, right? They've got Evan Engram back for this season. We know that. They've got Luke Farrell as well entering his third year, and he'll probably kind of assume the blocking tight end role for the Jags. But the Jags carried four tight ends last year. Right now they only have two. Chris Manhertz is an unrestricted free agent. Dan Arnold's an unrestricted free agent. They need depth at that position, and they need it pretty badly. I think if Luke Farrell and Evan Engram are your top two tight ends, that's fine. But you got to have more. And certainly they could scrounge and come up with a couple bodies. But I think it would be wise for the Jaguars to address the tight end position in this draft. There's a really, really good crop of tight ends coming out in 2023. I think you're going to have a chance to land someone who maybe could be your Evan Engram replacement long term, or someone who could be a more balanced tight end for you. So far, you've kind of had guys that can either catch the ball or block. You haven't had a ton of guys that can do both at a really high level. I know Evan Engram gives maximum effort when he is asked to stay in and block, but that's not what you want to use Evan Engram for. So I do think tight end depth is another major need. That will do it, though. We looked at cornerback. We looked at pass rush. We looked at left guard, we looked at tight end depth, and we looked at a possession wide receiver. I think those are the positions where if you look at how the Jaguars could really upgrade their current roster, those are the spots where I think you could see big upgrades, whether it be via free agency or the draft. And those are the needs that this team has. Are they going to address every need in a major way, in a meaningful way? Maybe not. Not every team does that every single year. There's usually a hole or two on a roster when you enter the season. That's just kind of the way it goes. We'll see how the Jaguars are able to handle these needs that they do have and see how it plays out the rest of the way here. Again, free agency in earnest will start next Monday when the legal tampering period opens at noon on Monday. And then you've got free agency officially kicking off 2 days after that. You've got pro days coming up. You've got the draft in late April. There's a lot of ways the Jaguars can get better over the next couple months, and they'll need to make some tough decisions, some important decisions for the 2023 roster and beyond. Looking forward to how it all plays out. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like to remind you, you can hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. Let me know what you think. Drop a comment in the comment section below. Hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Really appreciate your support, Duval. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. Buy Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.